turn it over to Jan.
Well, you've been listening to the Olmo Variety Hour on KBOO this morning, and you have two more minutes to join our supporters this morning at 877-500-5266. Actually, that's less than 45 seconds now. Thanks so much for joining us today, and thanks so much for our generous supporters. We'll see you next week for news, reviews, and interviews from the Mole's point of view.
KBOO would like to thank our community partners that donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Bread and Ink Cafe, a breakfast and brunch venue located at 3610 Southeast Hawthorne Boulevard. Lunch was provided by Frank's Noodle House, whose specialty is La Mian, or Chinese hand-pulled noodles, and are located at 822 Northeast Broadway Street. Dinner was provided by New Taste of India, a food cart at 1810 Southwest 4th Avenue, serving North Indian dishes including lamb, chicken, and vegetarian choices.
Hi, this is John Chuck, host of Progressive Spirit. This week's guest is a happy guy. He's happy because he learned the skill to access joy. Chade Meng Tan talks about his book, Joy on Demand, The Art of Discovering the Happiness Within.
In order to serve the world, you have to have all three. You have to have inner peace, inner joy, and compassion. And then you can go out and do your best for the world.
Listen to weekly podcasts on kboo.fm/progressive spirit.
Cascadia. Today is Monday, September 12th, 2016. Welcome to the KBOO Full Membership Drive. Yeah, it's something that is well worth hearing a welcome call and knowing that you belong. We want you to belong, that it's an opportunity to really up the ante and become perhaps a new member. We always welcome new members, and it makes a big difference. It makes a big difference for you, makes a very big difference for us, because we can keep on broadcasting the extraordinary radio like what you've just heard this morning. Today, our guest is Nick Cady. He is the legal director at Cascadia Wildlands, and we're going to be talking about a small bird that has enormous significance for the survival of the human species, which right now is somewhat in question. We can no longer afford the luxury of taking each small creature for granted. The sparrow falls, right? For those of the Christian persuasion, the sparrow falls. Today, as we wait just briefly for Nick to come on the line, we may also be hearing from Crystal Tubals at the Peace Camp at the Dakota Access Pipeline, where there is a great deal happening, and they're in a waiting pattern right now for yet another major turn in the Dakota Path. Briefly today, sunny weather, highs around 79, winds could gust as high as 21 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies, and of course you know that clear skies, it's always going to be a bit brisk and cooler. Lows around 48, and northwest winds 8 to 17 for tomorrow. Clear skies, highs around 82, bit breezy, and tomorrow night clear with lows around 49. Yeah, it's getting crisp, and you know that you've got to have those low temperatures if you want those bright leaves. And data released on Friday shows that the number of homeless deaths in Portland spiked about 57%. There is that. Moving across the country to Boston, dozens of birds mysteriously fallen out of the sky in Boston. A total of 47 grackles rained down upon the Dorchester neighborhood. Make that what you will of. And here in Oregon, in response to a petition from Cascadia Wildlands and other conservation groups, the Oregon Fish and Wildlife Commission voted 5-2 to initiate a review of the marbled murrelet. Point being to determine if it warrants uplifting from threatened to endangered. Joining us this morning, Nick Cady, to talk about what the significance of this is. Good morning, Nick. Thank you very much for being with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So the marbled murrelet is a small bird, and it has great significance because its habitat. Yeah, the habitat and the creature, and that includes human beings. We sometimes forget we have such an exceptional conception of who we are, and that nature somehow prefers human beings and is going to take measures to save us from ourselves at some point. That we forget that saving us from ourselves might mean a significant reduction in population. The marbled murrelet and the habitat go hand in hand. So, returning back to the legal aspect of this, what sorts of protections can we expect should this go through and it being uplisted from threatened to endangered?
Well, yeah, so the marbled murrelet is a habitat specialist species in old growth habitats, like the few older forests that remain in Oregon. And although the federal agencies in Oregon have taken a lot of steps to protect this bird and its habitat. The state and private entities and a lot of that forest land that's owned in Oregon is still kind of clear cut every 40 to 60 years without regard for the species, and kind of the latest science out on the species has determined absent protections on these state and private lands. These old growth species are going to die out.
So, what regarding habitat and old growth? These are big trees. Could you talk a little bit about? It's no good to just have a few acres of very big trees. This is an ecosystem that requires significant acreage in order to survive, because it's not good enough just to have chop out. No pun intended there, whoops. Talk about a small area and expect that whatever lives in it will be safe.
Right. These small patches of kind of isolated habitat are not good for kind of all sorts of numerous old growth species, because there's limited habitat connectivity, genetically isolates populations for species that can't disperse very far. But for the marbled murrelet in particular, the marbled murrelet, the main kind of negative impact of the species comes from corvids, like jays and other bird species that predate marbled murrelet's nests. And jays and crows and those species are attracted into interior forest areas by human activity, by logging in particular, and kind of the creation of edges, or like fragmentation of existing forest. And so even if you aren't logging the old growth itself, if you're perpetually clear-cutting and introducing trash and human activity right next to pockets of old growth, it's going to attract corvids, and it's led to the reality now that this bird is, in effect, no longer breeding because the nests continue to be predated every year.
So that obviously then, what would it take if we do, it is uplisted to endangered, does that what problems do you figure that would solve? Is this going to be enough to get the breeding back again and get the restore the populations of mulets, and of course preserve that habitat?
Right, we're hoping the uplisting petition will accomplish a few things. First, kind of over half of this nice, old, suitable habitat for the marbled murrelet that remains in the Oregon Coast Range is on state and private lands. And so we need some just initial protections of old growth on state and private lands, which doesn't currently exist. So that's kind of a fundamental thing that needs to happen and should happen. Secondly, what the uplisting would require is for the state to go out and identify kind of valuable habitat areas for the marbled murrelet and take some proactive measures to protect and kind of recover the species and to set aside areas for either less intensive logging or no logging whatsoever on private and state lands that could create more of a buffer, more contiguous forest area for the species.
Yeah, one final question. We've only got a couple more minutes to wrap up here. For human beings, that's what many people bring. What, you know, it all comes down to what's in it for me, right? And so, what is in it for the average person? Why is this a bit of import?
Well, I think one of the biggest reasons why our conservation groups, and I think this kind of goes largely unsaid, most of Oregon's communities are drawing all their drinking water from these forest watersheds. And the forest filtered the drinking water, and so clean drinking water is dependent upon healthy and mature forests in Oregon. And what we're seeing is kind of this continuing clear cutting and the removal of older forests is having very detrimental effects on water quality in Oregon, and it's going to affect us in a very real and very substantial way, given that Oregon, there's kind of increasing pressures on, but something we really need to look out for.
Thank you so much for joining us today. The issue here is Oregon Wildlife Commission is determining, right, the marbled murrelet should be uplisted from, and again, and what's in it for me, engineering for sure. Of course, as always, Kathleen Steele, AM News and Public Affairs Director. Thanks, Kathleen. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand. And thanks for listening. Thanks for becoming a new member of KBOO on this very morning. This is exactly the same reasons for why, the greater reason. When you support radio like this, you are supporting a greater community across the nation, indeed, in fact, across the world.
And the universe, Chris. And the universe.
Let's not forget that.
877-500-5266. I just bring it up because, you know, there are some universal truths that really are self-evident. And really, the human rights, the need to take care of our home, our planet, the need to take care of each other, these are those universal truths that I would think you right now listening support, and that is in fact why you are moved to support your community radio station, because in fact together we make strong community with independent media. 877-500-5266. You can also donate online if you would like to contribute and become a KBOO member quickly and silently. You can do so at kboo.fm.
And one of the best ways to contribute is a monthly contribution. The first reason is because you can give a lot more. You know, it's like $120. I don't have $120, but the chances are you do have $10 a month. And lo and behold, KBOO gets $120. And the other part of that is that it makes our budgeting much more stable. We know that we will be getting that $10 every month or $20 every month, whatever that amount is. And then third, it's easy for you to budget because you can think of, for instance, oh, could I afford an hour's wage a month? And most people can. So, you know, if you're making $12 an hour, well, then throw $12 a month at KBOO. And lo and behold, you have given $144. How's that for math, by the way? And all you have to do is call 877-500-5266 and talk to one of our great phone operators who will help you go through the very brief and painless process. Or if you are not in the mood for talking, KBOO.FM and hit the donate button.
Beyond brief and painless, it's empowering. It's empowering to become a member of Community Radio because you know you're adding your strengths in with so many others, like Lori, who renewed in Portland. Thank you so much, Lori, for renewing. And now let us thank you when you dial 877-500-5266. Support Air Cascadia. Support the work of Chris Andre. Support KBOO Community Radio. 877-500-5266.
KBOO would like to thank our community partners that donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Bread and Ink Cafe, a breakfast and brunch venue located at 3610 Southeast Hawthorne Boulevard. Lunch was provided by Frank's Noodle House, whose specialty is La Mian, or Chinese hand-pulled noodles, and are located at 822 Northeast Broadway Street. Dinner was provided by New Taste of India, a food cart at 1810 Southwest 4th Avenue, serving North Indian dishes including lamb, chicken, and vegetarian choices.
This KBOO program made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Wilkin & Company, PC Certified Public Accountants, helping businesses, individuals, and nonprofit organizations make financial decisions.